Domestic news items like these keep upstaging President Trump's trip to Asia, where he stunned a few today, delivering a fairly barefisted America First speech in Beijing. The president argues that the rhetoric and positioning is necessary to reset a trade relationship he thinks is lopsided in favor of the Chinese. Ditto, he says, when it comes to Mexico and NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. His insistence that NAFTA is a bad deal sparked talks aimed at renegotiation. And up to now, groups representing farmers and ranchers in Trump-supporting states have been willing to be pretty patient, wait and see where things are going. Well, if that were true in the past, certainly no more. Politico reports that the once powerful agriculture lobby is rising again to defy the president on NAFTA, sending a sharply worded message that the pact must be saved. One of the dozens of signatories to this letter, the Texas Grain and Feed Association. Tara Artho is the president. And Ms. Artho, it sounds like you're on the road there.
Yes, sir. We're out and about. We've got members all over Texas, about 400 member companies, and we like to get out and see what they're doing on a regular basis. So I'm actually around the San Antonio area at the moment.
So why did your group sign on to this letter urging the Trump administration not to immediately withdraw from NAFTA?
Our concern is we think it's a good document to begin with, and our efforts is to do no harm. Making sure that the Trump administration realizes that, yeah, sometimes tough negotiation tactics are needed. From our standpoint in agriculture, we need to make sure that a do-no-harm approach is where you need to focus whenever you come to that table.
Gotcha. But let me stop you right there, though, because we're 9 months into the Trump administration, if my math is right. It might not be. But you know, the agricultural lobby has been fairly quiet. They're sort of willing to let this go along, this approach to, you know, perhaps renegotiating NAFTA. Why now? Why all of a sudden are we seeing lots of agricultural groups standing up and saying, wait, we want to be heard on this issue?
Well, I'd have to say that the lobbyists that I know up in D.C., we're part of National Grain and Feed, as we're a member of theirs as well. And last June, we were up there lobbying on this exact point.
Is there something about the issue of certainty? I mean, as you move forward, I mean, what are some of the main challenges that Texas farmers are facing right now with NAFTA in something of a kind of limbo?
I think with falling commodity prices and farm income in the last 5 years is down by half. That's concerning, being that we have more competitive markets and increased regulation. Mm-hmm. Being a farmer on a day-to-day basis is hard enough. We definitely don't want to put any strain on our existing markets. I grew up on a farm west of Amarillo. I definitely know firsthand what it's like to be there and work the land. And at the end of the day, you just hope that your harvest makes enough money to cover your year. The concern there is that we definitely want to make sure that at the end of the day, we can still bring our products to market and there's somebody there to continue that process.
Do you feel like the president is acting right now in your best interests?
That's a great question. We hope so. We hope so. He is a businessman, first and foremost, and he is a great businessman. We just hope that whenever he comes to the table, that he does realize, and this letter lets him know that, hey, look, these are the numbers. This is who you're affecting. Mm-hmm. Please have our voice in mind when you get to that table.
You have a sense that there's a political price to be paid if the president's administration fumbles on NAFTA, if there were not to be a new agreement, if Mexico were to walk away from the talks, if something were to go wrong here, do you think the president would pay a political price in the heartland?
Well, I think that's possible, but it depends on, you know, if Mexico has a plan B, I'm sure the U.S. has a plan B as well. What that is, that plan B is at this point, I can't speculate on, but I would hope that the folks that are sitting around that table have a plan of action should that happen.
So let me make sure that I understand you. Is it correct to say that in a lot of rural Texas, where you have a lot of farmers and a lot of ranchers, that there's a growing sort of unease, a growing sense of uncertainty and fear about where all this is headed?
I don't know if fear is the right question. I think in this political climate, it is... it's definitely a different era And we are dealing with a president who is handles things differently than presidents in the past. I think whether you're talking about agriculture or any other industry, that's not a far out statement. What he decides to do, we just hope the way that he approaches it, again, does no harm. And at the end of the day, he has our best interests at heart. His tactics sometime do have people on edge. I can agree with that.
Tara Artho is the president of the Texas Grain and Feed Association, speaking with us by our mobile phone near San Antonio. Ms. Artho, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, David.